The propensity towards illness is, of course, increased by unconscious guilt. So you said that unconscious guilt is one of the most common, maybe the most common cause of all illnesses. Unconscious guilt can be as sophisticated as you yourself happen to be. You might say, for instance, at 83, I haven't asked myself about unconscious guilt for a long time. What unconscious guilt could I have right now? Well, it could be that, yes, I've always been a therapist or a psychiatrist or a teacher, and the feeling that I could be more than what I am being in the world right now. The sort of guilt that I'm being sort of self-indulgent in, that I am not doing more to fulfill my capacities for whatever benefit they may be to others. So I guess I just discovered that right now, that I should be doing more to help others with many of the things I know about. And I should be writing a new book that I'm not writing. So I feel guilty that I'm not writing the book. I'm watching the news instead. I should be writing a new book in which the things that I've lately discovered to be of great significance should be brought to the attention of others for whatever therapeutic benefit there should be there. So that's it. I feel guilty at 83 that I'm not springing around and doing more, and talking more, and lecturing more. I used to travel all over the world lecturing. And I would spend half my life in airports. Anyway, I've given up all that traveling and lecturing. I did it for years. We were all over Europe and Asia and South Korea. And every weekend we were traveling someplace. So I gave that up. So there could be some unconscious guilt that I could be more helpful to others. There could be others that I am neglecting somehow, some self-indulgence. I'd rather watch the news than be doing something that would be of greater benefit to others, because the watching the news is not really helping others. But it's probably much more minor. So I don't imagine my whole immune system is suffering right now just because my right knee is less than comfortable. The physiologic mechanics of it, theoretically, that's true in a more major way. I forgot about my right knee while I was talking about right knee. As I was talking about my right knee, I completely forgot about it. Why? Because I was discussing it from a totally different level and not experiential. So while I'm talking about my right knee, I had no experience of the darn thing. It just sort of disappeared off into the thinkingness. So thinkingness is a great escape. Love was a great escape. Thinking this is a great escape. Thankfully, at my age, I'm still very, very active and still running all over the place. And the knee's holding up. I didn't fall over coming up the steps walking in here. I walked up fine, right? You're constantly thrown back to a reassessment of the overall reality of your experience of life. That's the experiential, existential view of life. The existential view is, what is my existence at this time? How does it present itself? What is its meaning to me? What is its meaning to the world? What is its meaning philosophically, psychologically, theologically? And as a creation of divinity, what is the meaning of my life then in relationship to God?